Message number 1118. So many of you today have no idea whatsoever what it means to serve me as a Christian. Tuesday, May 6, 2014 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, let no man doubt for one moment that God would ever allow his children to fall away from him without doing all in his power to save them. You have been given so many gifts through the prophets since the beginning. Many prophets repeated the same messages over and over again, and yet many of them were either ignored or ridiculed. Many were persecuted and put to death. Why does the Word of God provoke such hatred? It is not the Word of God which rankles the souls of the weak or those who have fallen far away from the faith. No. It is how Satan responds when God raises his hand in ready punishment of the evil one that he attacks viciously. He knows that the Word of God, when given to his prophets, spread so rapidly by the power of the Holy Spirit, and when this happens, the power of the evil one is weakened, and therefore his retaliation is violent. When the Holy Spirit is poured over the human race in this way, the fallen angels will rise, swords ready to pierce every follower of mine in any way they can. You must accept such hatred for my word and recognize it for what it is, an attempt to lead you away from the truth. Every apostle of mine, every prophet and sacred servant who adheres to the truth, the holy word of God, will be bitterly opposed by the forces of evil. This has always been the case. You must, however, never allow hatred of me, your beloved Jesus, to dampen your spirit, for it is at that very moment that I am truly present in your soul. Suffer in my name, and I will raise you up in glorious union with me in my kingdom to come. Inflict suffering upon others in my name, no matter how justified you may believe this to be, and I will cut you away from me for eternity. My warnings given to you now are to remind you of what I taught when so many of you today have no idea whatsoever what it means to serve me as a Christian. Your Jesus.